Hello and welcome to your guided journal. I'm feeling a lot of buzzing in my body about sharing this next visual meditation with you. And I'm just wanting to acknowledge that you might hear a bit more background noise than usual, perhaps some birds, perhaps the thumping of some children's feet passing. I have taken some retreat out to my back carport because it's very busy in my house at the moment, and I so enjoyed this visual meditation that I felt a real sense of longing and excitement to share it with you and to receive whatever noises are happening around us, around you, around us as part of this beautiful experience. The image that came to mind actually came after the meditation. It's this image which I came across last week called Vessels on a Choppy Sea, and it's by a Dutch artist, Jan Porcelis, and it dates back to the 1600s. And I want to share with you just very briefly some context about why this image came to mind. This morning woke up and did something I don't normally do, which is I like to spend some time usually just connecting with myself, drawing, writing, walking, listening to myself, really just connecting in. And I got onto my blog, and then I started to answer someone's question to a comment I'd made on theirs, and their question was, could I please define self-compassion? And I spent quite a few minutes, I'm estimating about 20 minutes, trying to summarize my definition of that and feeling frustration. And then when I went to press post, the words just seemed to disappear. So I was gifted, uninvited, with an experience that I found very frustrating. I noticed my chest just tighten up, my stomach tighten up, my shoulders go tight, and the thoughts start racing through my mind about, judgments about myself having spent time on that and wasted time. And then I found myself realizing, this is the very opportunity for self-compassion. And as I was with that, I realized, and by the way, I actually don't know how to define self-compassion. What I love is the experience of it. And what I hope for so dearly is for more people to experience self-compassion, because I do believe it's a gift that only we can give to ourselves. And when we do, it just enriches not only ourselves, but the safety and well-being of anyone we want to contribute to, our children, our loved ones, any work we love to do. So I then went for a walk, and I was sort of running along doing a sort of self-empathy exercise aloud. And as I sat down to have a coffee, this meditation flowed out, and then came the words. So it's a bit different in that we're not deeply looking at all of the images, although I'm trusting that you're going to have your eye on these images, on the chop of the waves, on the churn of the sky, and also that glimpse of blue sky, the tilt of the boat. And I'm really hoping that this experience helps to tool you up with something you can use whenever you're having any moment of regret or disappointment or frustration. I hope this meditation gives you a new tool for self-compassion and freedom and choice in your life. So just taking a moment to breathe, listening to the space around you, noticing the breath moving through your body, noticing any thoughts or questions crossing your mind. Here's the invitation to experience self-compassion. It's going to take a little bit of courage. I encourage you to remember something that you've said or done that you now regret. Do you notice any tension even in inviting yourself to do that? Don't think too long and deep. Just choose anything. It might be, as you know, something, time you spent doing something that you'd rather have done something else. Whatever comes to mind first will give us plenty to experience. As you remember what you said or did, what do you see or hear? What words do you see and hear in your memory? What sensations do you notice in your body now as you remember? Is there a tension anywhere? Is there a prickling anywhere? Is there a kind of bursting feeling in any part of your body? Is your heart beating faster or slower? What about your hands and your feet? I invite you to breathe around those feelings, noticing any pressure that you have to fix them or correct them or to feel better or feel different, to simply be with those feelings and to breathe around them. Just being with the courage that it takes to notice and accept all feelings that are arising in your body. I invite you now to ask yourself, when you did or said that thing, what were the very human needs that you were longing to meet, the very life-serving needs that we all share? Perhaps needs for peace or fun or relaxation, or to teach, or to reduce suffering in some way, to contribute to others, to contribute to your own ease. How easy is it for you to name and accept the needs, perhaps needs to be seen and heard, to matter, the need to be respected, or for need for respect, or to be understood? See if there's one particular need that your body really responds to. See if your breath becomes easier. Perhaps there's a prickling and an easing in your eyes, perhaps even tears, as you name that need. Perhaps the need for safety, the need to be safe from the pain that can occur when we hear or see things that we think are hurting others or harming ourselves in some way. Perhaps that need for safety. Now, I invite yourself to speak to yourself as the parent that you may not have always had, or you may have never had, speak to you in this way. Say what you would love a very dear child or friend or animal to hear. I'm going to offer you these words, and as you look at the picture, see and notice where your eye goes in the picture and how your body responds. You might say something like, "My darling, I can see you're so frightened right now. You're so churned up. It's okay. I completely understand and accept why you are feeling this way. I'm so here for you. No matter what. I'm so glad you're being honest with yourself. Please be gentle too. I'm so happy you want to learn from your experiences. Please remember that gentleness is your greatest teacher. I'm here with you. You're safe. No matter if you're telling yourself that you did or said something wrong. No matter if you're telling yourself that someone else has said or done something wrong. This is about you and your safety and your comfort and you mattering. I want you to see your own intentions. I want you to understand what's so precious to you right now. Can you try telling yourself this? You didn't want the situation to turn out like this. You didn't expect the conversation to go that way. You're safe here to feel all your pain and all your sadness and disappointment and frustration. I'm holding you. You're holding you. We're here together for as long as it takes for this pain to churn through your body. Let's watch that storm in your body. I'm holding you here. You're safe on my lap. You're safe to watch these waves roar in your ears and pound in your chest. You're safe to feel your fists clench or buzz or go numb. You're safe to feel this coldness run through you. I know you might feel terrified, maybe frightened that you're going to go under in this storm and never get back to the surface, never see blue sky. Can you tell yourself, can part of you hear that it's a storm, it's an intense storm? I know you're very frightened. I know you might be wondering if you're going to survive this storm, but can you tell yourself, you're safe. Your body is safe. If you don't feel that your body is safe right now, can you move yourself to a place where your body is safe? Perhaps a walk or a room or sunshine. If your body is safe and it feels so unsafe, can you tell yourself that you can trust yourself to hold yourself, to breathe while this storm rages? Yes, there are very precious things churning up in you right now. They matter. You matter. You might be wanting understanding and respect and reassurance, support, belonging, meaning, to make sense of things. That's okay. Let's be with those needs. They're here in you. Even if they're not being as met in the way you would love or as fully as you'd like, these things are here in you. They're here with us. And we're in a storm, and they're safe in that storm. That storm that we're feeling is reminding us to be in our safe harbour, that there is a safe harbour, a place you might not have spent much time in before. It's here, within you. I know your mind and body have endured such shock, such fear, such pain and terror in the past. It's completely understandable that you feel such intensity right now. You've felt so powerless and alone in the past. But right now you are safe. You're here. You're safe while the storm rages, and you're safe with whatever disappointment or frustration or hurt you're feeling. Let's breathe out and in. Whatever way your breath wants to run, let it run around those waves. Notice how it makes more and more space between those waves and the life that is you. Let the breath be whatever it needs to be. Let it be ragged and shallow, or deep and long, or silent, or loud, Your breath is here like it always is, to nurture you, to hold you safe, to make space around the storm, to carry you to life and greater joy. You're safe, watching your breath, breathing through this storm.